Fome. Ora, ora, vem.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your helps you have released into our lives. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for always answering our prayers. You have been committed to fighting our battles, to defending us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for controlling the affairs of our lives and for ensuring that they agree with your will for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the doors you have opened so that we can have progress in life and destiny. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for fulfilling your promises in our lives. Thank you for the way you help us to live the kind of lives you want us to live. Thank you for giving us a new heart and a new spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you for giving us dominion over sin and the works of the flesh. Thank you for giving us dominion over the works of darkness. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your spirit that is working in our lives. Your Holy Spirit has always been guiding us, leading us, and instructing us. Thank you, Lord. And not only that, your Holy Spirit have always been empowering us to pray and to prevail in the place of prayer. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you also for all those things you're about to do for us at this time. Great and mighty things. Thank you, Lord. We are here, Father, because you are enough for us. We are here because you are able to help us, able to bless us, able to change our lives and situations. We are here because you are able to give us our heart desires as they align with your will. Thank you, Lord. I ask, O Lord, that just as you have always been helping us to pray, help us to pray again this night. Fill us with the spirit and power of prayer. Lead us by your spirit to pray the right kind of prayers. Have your way in this place, O Lord. And as we pray with all of our hearts and according to the leading of your spirit, let us see victories happen. Let us see your glory fall. Let us see your power change our lives. And let us glorify you forever. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to worship God with songs. And after that, we'll be praying with prayer points. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, oh Lord, my God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. My God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How glorious is your name in all the earth. Exalted is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How exalted is your name in all the earth. How exalted is your name? You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Jehovah Nissi, you are the Most High. Alpha and Omega, you are the Most High God. El Shaddai, you are the Most High. Elohim, you are the Most High God. King of Glory, you are the Most High. Alpha and Omega, you are the Most High God. Prince of Peace, you are the Most High. Lord of hosts, you are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Covenant keeping God. There is no one like you, Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you, Covenant keeping God. There is no one like you, King of Israel. There is no one like you. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle, Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle, Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty in my body. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in body. Glory to your name. You are covenant keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are covenant keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You never fail, you never change. You are covenant keeping God. Lion of Judah, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name, O Lord. O Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord. How powerful is your name. Oh Lord. How powerful is your name, O Lord. O Lord, how powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. Oh Lord, oh Lord, how powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. Oh Lord. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Your glorious Lord, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways, Praise the King of Glory. Praise the Lord of hosts. Praise the Most High God, the all-sufficient God, the self-sufficient God, the one who was and is to come, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles. Worship I am that I am, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Alpha and Omega, first and the last, beginning and the ending, the King of glory, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. Worship Him. He is before all things. He created all things. Praise Him. Praise Him. We worship You, Lord. For You are highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth, far above powers and principalities, far above everything and everyone. You are highly exalted, far above the highest mountains. Blessed be Your holy name. Blessed be Your holy name. We praise You, Father. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, King of kings. We worship You, Lord of lords. Blessed be Your holy name. You have done great things. And You keep doing great things. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. You bring things out of nothing. You decree and they appear immediately. You speak and Your words come to pass. We praise You, Father. You do great signs and wonders. You do mighty miracles. We bless Your name, O Lord. Be praised forever. Be exalted forever. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, thank You, Father. For fighting my battles. Thank You for executing judgment on my enemies. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Say, thank You, Father, for fighting my battles. Thank You for executing judgment on my enemies. Thank You, Lord, for crushing my enemies. Thank You, Lord, for destroying the attacks the enemy sent into my life. Thank you for defending me. Thank you for helping me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for fighting my battles. Thank you for fighting for me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him again. You're going to say, thank you, Lord. For giving me the rewards of prayer. Say, thank you, Lord, for helping me to see the results of prayer. Thank you for not allowing me to pray in vain. Thank you for not allowing me to fast in vain. Thank you, Father. Begin to thank him like that. Say, Father, thank you for giving me the results of prayer. Thank you for answering my prayer. Thank you for helping me see the results of my prayer. Thank you because you have not allowed me to pray in vain. You have not allowed me to fast in vain. You have not allowed me to trust you in vain. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. For the third time, we are going to thank him. We are going to say, thank you, Lord, for committing yourself to me. To help me continually. Say, Father, thank you for committing yourself to me to help me continually. Begin to thank him like that. The Bible says he is the present help in time of need. The present help in time of need is the only helper that is always available. The only defender that is always available for those who trust in him. Say, thank you, Lord, for committing yourself to my life. Thank you for committing yourself to my destiny. To help me continually. To help me without ceasing. To help me every time I need help. you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give honor to your name in my life. Give honor to your name in my life. Let your name be honored in my life. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, give honor to your name in my life. Let you be honored in my life. Let not your name be mocked in my life. Name be reproached in my life. Give honor to your name. Give honor. To your name. In my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me victorious. Over the powers of darkness that has conquered many lives. You can say, Father, make me victorious. Over the forces of darkness that have conquered many lives, conquered many destinies, conquered many souls. Make me victorious over them all. Open your mouth and pray like that. Make me victorious. Make me victorious. Make me victorious, O Lord, over the forces of hell that has conquered many lives at this time. Make me victorious over the powers of darkness, oppressing people in my environment. Make me victorious over the forces of darkness, controlling the lives of people all over the world. Make me victorious over them. In the name of Jesus, Father, empower me to conquer the forces of darkness that have conquered many lives at this time, that have subdued many lives at this time. Lord, don't let them subdue me. Don't let them prevail over me. And empower me, Lord, to crush them. Empower me to trample upon them. Empower me, Lord, to overcome them. In the name of Jesus, make me victorious. Make me victorious, O Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let the hand of God terminate disgrace, failures, and frustration in my life. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let the hand of God terminate disgrace, failures, and frustration in my life forever. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let the hand of God terminate disgrace, failures, shame, reproach, and frustration in my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see your plans for my life. So that I will know how to walk in line with them, so that I will know how to connect with them. Say, Father, open my eyes to see your plans for my life, so that I will know how to align with them, how to connect with them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Open my eyes, Jesus. Open my eyes, O Lord. Open my eyes to see your plans for my life. Even your plans for this present time of my life. Your plans for me at this time. Open my eyes to see them, Lord Jesus. Open my eyes to know them, so that I will know how to walk in alignment with them, so that I will not do things that will frustrate those plans. Open my eyes, Lord, to see, to discern your plans for my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, bring me into your rest where I no longer struggle. To move forward, where I no longer struggle to succeed, to accomplish great things, where I no longer struggle to get victories. Say, Father, bring me into your rest. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, oh Lord, bring me into your rest. Where everything is possible. Bring me into your rest. Where every good thing happens easily in my life. Bring me into your rest, where I no longer do things by my strength, but by your strength. Bring me, O Lord, into your rest, where I no longer get tired, but I'm always strong. Bring me into your rest, O Lord. Where I enjoy perfect peace. Bring me into your rest, O Lord. Where I enjoy unending joy and happiness. Bring me, O Lord, into your rest. Bring me into your rest. Where all my burdens are lifted. Bring me into your rest. Where there is no captivities. Bring me to your rest, O Lord. Where I am healed forever. Delivered forever. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the grace of Jesus my life. You're going to say, Father, let the grace of Jesus work powerful things in my life. Work great things in my life. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let the grace of Jesus produce great results in my life. Let the grace of Jesus produce signs and wonders in my life. Let the grace of Jesus produce transformation in my life. Let the grace of Jesus produce victory in my life. Say, Father, let the grace of Jesus rewrite the story of my life. Let the grace of Jesus perform breakthroughs in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hand of God bring down every mountain standing between me and my blessings, standing between me and my progress, standing between me and my breakthroughs. Let the hunger of God level such mountains right now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Shujene Isu Saba Shujte Nekute Telea Timda Jashana Gadashda. Continue to pray like that. Say, let the hunger of God bring down every mountain stopping me from accessing my blessings, stopping me from accessing my progress, my possessions, my breakthroughs, my next higher level. Let the hunger of God bring them down. Neheshu sheneketelegala. Let the hunger of God level those mountains. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Let the hunger of God level those mountains right now. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Almighty God, destroy powers and agents of darkness that are following me about, monitoring my life. Destroy them, O Lord. Powers of darkness, creatures of darkness, following me, monitoring my life. Almighty God, destroy them all. Begin to pray like that. Agents of darkness, creatures of darkness, forces of darkness, spirits of darkness that are following the journey of my life to monitor and to do evil. O Lord of hosts, consume them all. Consume them all right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let a great turnaround happen in my life. Say, Father, let a great turnaround happen in my life. Let new things begin. Let old things become forgotten. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, a great turnaround, let it happen. Let it happen to me. Let it happen in my life. A great turnaround. Oh Lord, make it happen now. In the name of Jesus, let new things begin. Let old things be forgotten. New things that pertains to new heights. New things that pertains to new glory. New things that pertains to new greatness. Oh Lord, let them happen in my life. In the name of Jesus. New things that pertains to new strength. Let them happen in my life. New things that pertains to new story. glorious story, new transformation. Oh Lord, let them happen in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, step into the journey of my life. And have your way. Say, Father, step into the journey of my life. And have your way. Let not the enemy have his way. Let only you have your way in the journey of my life. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, step into the journey of my life and have your way. Let only your will prevail. Let only your will prevail. Now. In the name of Jesus, step into the journey of my life and have your way, O Lord. Make everything happen in my life. Go in the direction of your will for my life. In the name of Jesus. Make everything happen in my life. Go in the direction of your will for my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, uproot every plantation of darkness. In my life. Say, Father, with your mighty hand, uproot every plantation of darkness in my life. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, every plantation of darkness gaining ground in my life, taking root in my life, uproot them now, O Lord. Uproot them right now. Uproot them right now. In the name of Jesus, uproot them right now. In the name of Jesus, every plantation of witchcraft in my spirit, soul, and body O Lord, uproot them with your mighty hand. Every evil planted into my life by darkness, O Lord, pull them out right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, raise men and women, people that will walk with me for the fulfillment of my vision. You're going to say, Father, raise men and women that will walk with me for the fulfillment of my purpose in life. For the realization of my vision. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, raise men. Raise people that will support me with everything they have. With everything they have, so that I can fulfill my destiny in the earth, so that I can fulfill the assignment you have given to me in the earth, so that I can realize the vision you have shown me in the name of Jesus. Send such people into my life, O Lord. Men and women that will walk together with me to accomplish the assignment you have given to me to do, to fulfill my destiny in the earth. Oh Lord, send such people into my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yes, we're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You can see fire of the Holy Ghost. Destroy every darkness attacking me to destroy. to discourage me from doing the things God has called me to do. The fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every darkness attacking my mind to stop me from doing the things God wants me to do. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every witchcraft attacking me to stop me from doing the things God has called me to do, from being committed to the things God has called me to do. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Every darkness following me to make sure that I don't do the things God has placed me in this world, in this earth to do. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all. Right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to be steadfast and committed in doing the good works God wants me to do at this time. Say, I receive strength to be steadfast, to be committed to doing the good works God wants me to do at this time. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive grace. I receive strength to be steadfast, to be faithful, to be committed to doing the things heaven wants from my life at this time. To doing the things God is expecting from my life at this time. I receive the strength to be committed to doing such things. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release my glory into manifestation from wherever realm of darkness it has been caged. Say, Father, release my glory into manifestation from every every realm of darkness, it has been caged. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Release the glory of my life into manifestation. Release the glory of my destiny, the glory of my calling into manifestation. From wherever realm of darkness it has been caged, release the glory of my life into manifestation, O Lord. Release my glory into manifestation. Destroy every limitation on the manifestation of my glory. Father, destroy every limitation blocking the manifestation of my glory. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Destroy them now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray. We're going to say, Father, take away from my life every evil garment. The kingdom of darkness has placed upon me. Every evil garment the enemy has worn on me, take them away right now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Every demonic garment that is upon me, O Lord of hosts, take them away right now. Pull them off from my body, from my soul, from my spirit. Evil garments on me, O Lord, pull them away right now in the name of Jesus. Garment of shame, garment of suffering, garment of slavery, garment of oppression, garment of limitation. The enemy has placed upon me. O Lord, take them away right now. In the name of Jesus. Take them away from my life. Remove them from my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, destroy every word the enemy is spreading concerning my life. Every negative word The enemy is telling everyone about me. Oh Lord, destroy such word. Terminate such word. Every voice going about, spoiling my image. Every voice going about, spoiling my name, spoiling my integrity. Oh Lord of hosts, shut them down. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, every slander the enemy is spreading concerning me, lies the enemy is spreading concerning me, things that I did not do, that everyone is hearing that I did. Oh Lord of hosts, shut them down forever in the name of Jesus. Shut them down forever. Every voice going around to spoil my reputation, to spoil my identity, to spoil my image, to spoil my name. Oh Lord of hosts, shut them down forever. In the name of Jesus, every agent of darkness giving people wrong impression about me, every spirit of darkness giving people wrong impression about my life, oh Lord, arrest them and terminate them forever in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, arise, O Lord. Do everything in your power to lift up my life. Arise, O Lord. Do everything in your power to change my life, to change my story. Open your mouth and pray like that. Arise, O Lord. Do everything to make my life succeed. Do everything with all your power to make my life the way it's supposed to be. Arise, O Lord. I believe you are praying. Say, arise, O Lord. Do everything in your power to lift up my life, to elevate me, to reposition me for greatness, to relocate me for greatness. Arise, O Lord. and with your great power, change the story of my life. Change the story of my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I believe in your ability to make impossible things possible. Say, Father, I believe in your ability to make impossible things possible. Visit my life and do signs and wonders. Visit my life and do mighty miracles. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I believe in your ability to make impossible things possible. Visit my life and make impossible things possible. Visit my life, O Lord, and do signs and wonders. Do mighty miracles in the name of Jesus. I believe, O Lord, in your ability to lift up a man, and such man will never go down. I believe, O Lord, in your ability to change the life of a man within the twinkle of an eye. O Lord, visit my life and do your mighty works. In the name of Jesus, visit my life and do your mighty works. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, descend into all the battles confronting my life and destiny, and subdue them for me. Say, Father, descend into all the battles confronting my life, calling, and destiny, and crush them all for me in the name of Jesus. pray like that. Descend, O Lord of hosts, into the battles confronting my life, calling and destiny. And crush them all for me. Subdue them all for me. Conquer them all for me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, descend into all the battles, fighting my destiny, and crush them all, destroy them all, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 7 more prayer points before we round off the session. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, look upon my life in your mercy. And make difficult things easy for me. Make the things that are difficult for people easy for me. Things that are difficult for people to achieve, make them easy for me. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, look upon my life in your mercy. Look upon my life in your mercy. Make the successes that are difficult for people to have, make it easy for me. Accomplishments that are difficult for people to have, Lord, make it easy for me. Victories that are difficult for people to have, Lord, make it easy for me. Progress that are difficult for people to have, Lord, make it easy for me. Prosperity that are difficult for people to have, financial increase that is difficult for people to have, Lord, make it easy for me. In the name of Jesus. Healing and deliverance that are difficult for people to get, Lord, make it easy for me. Look upon me, your mercy. Look upon me, O Lord, in your mercy. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every power that is always waiting for me to sleep so that they can attack me. The fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every power that always wait for me to sleep so they can initiate me, so they can poison me, so they can attack me. Destroy them all. Begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every power of darkness, spirits of darkness, agents of darkness, who are always waiting for me to sleep so that they can attack me. Destroy them now in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Every witchcraft that is waiting for me to sleep so that they can carry out their operations, Holy Ghost fire, consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Five more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me a sensitive Christian that easily discern when the enemy is present to hurt me, to trap me. Say, Father, make me a sensitive Christian that easily discern the presence of the enemy that is against me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, make me a sensitive Christian. Make me a sensitive believer that easily discerns the activities of darkness going on against me, that easily can discern the activities of hell, the activities of demons and witchcraft going on to oppress me, to enslave me, to control me, to pollute me. Oh Lord, make me a sensitive Christian. Make me a sensitive Christian. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, unveil to me or revealed to me. The secrets of darkness behind the problems, limitations, and troubles going on in my life. Say, Father, expose to me the secrets of darkness behind the problems, troubles, and limitations in my life, in my family. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, expose to me the secrets of darkness, the mystery of darkness behind my suffering, behind my hardship, behind my stagnation. Expose to me the mystery of darkness behind the setbacks I am experiencing in my life. The mystery of darkness behind the scarcity, the poverty I am experiencing in my life. Expose the mystery to me so that I will know how to pray. Father, expose to me the secrets of darkness behind behind why my prayers are not getting answered. The secrets of darkness behind the sickness in my life, the oppression in my life. Oh Lord, expose them to me now. In the name of Jesus. Open my eyes and let me see the mystery of darkness that is behind my failures and limitations. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, release into my life those blessings I should have received by now. Those blessings I should have gotten by now. Both physical and spiritual blessings. Lord, release them now into my life. With your mighty hand. Begin to pray like that. Neneshe kete hana shabe dedia. Niso beshe guna. Release into my life the blessings, physical blessings, spiritual blessings I should have already received. Release them into my life, O Lord. Release them into my life right now. Release them into my hands right now. Blessings I should have received by now. O Lord, release them. miracles I should have received by now. Helps I should have received by now. Breakthroughs I should have received by now. Oh Lord, release them into my life. Release them now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, let the name of the Lord be highly exalted in my life. And let every other name bow forever. Say, let the name of the Lord be highly exalted in my life. And let every other name bow forever. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, let the name of the Lord be highly exalted in my situations, in my soul, spirit, and body. Let the name of the Lord be highly exalted in my life, in my destiny, in my calling, in my career, in my ministry. Let the name of the Lord be highly exalted. And let every other name bow forever. Let every other name bow to the name of the Lord in my life. Let every other name bow to the name of the Lord in my life forever. In the name of Jesus. Let every other name bow to the name of the Lord in my life forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point you're going to pray. You're going to say, let the consuming fire of God uproot every stubborn demon that don't want to live my life alone, that don't want to leave the environment of my life. Let the consuming fire of God uproot them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let the consuming fire of God uproot every demon that have refused to live my life alone. Let the consuming fire of God uproot them forever. In the name of Jesus, every stubborn demon that have refused to leave the vicinity of my life, the environment of my life, let the consuming fire But God uproots them from existence in the name of Jesus. Let them be uprooted from alive forever and never come back. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your strength that does mighty works. Because you are a strong God. And whatsoever you set your heart to do, you always do them. Thank you for setting your heart to help us, to bless us, and to move our lives forward. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for being our rock of refuge, our rock of safety, our rock of defense. Thank you for always answering our prayers. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Father, I ask that every blessing that your people should have received by now, I ask that you release those blessings into their lives right now. In the name of Jesus, the helps they should have received, the breakthroughs they should have received, oh Lord, release them into their hands right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the hand of God lift you up into that place where your destiny will manifest. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. The kind of transformation you need at this time so that you can manifest the glory of God to your generation. Let that transformation happen to you by the hand of God in Jesus' name. I pray for you that your heaven shall open in the name of Jesus. The heaven that must open over your life for everything in your life to change drastically and suddenly. Let that heaven open over your life right now. In the name of Jesus. What the enemy has said shall not come to pass in your life. Only what your God has said. Only what your God has spoken shall happen in your life in the name of Jesus. The businesses and establishments that you are planning to start. I pray that everything to start shall be provided by the hand of God. In the name of Jesus, your life shall no longer be difficult. Things shall begin to happen easily in your life. Good things shall henceforth begin to happen easily in your life. And so shall it be. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus'